Hey, it's Tanika Bruce, also known as Coach Bruce, or the Network Nurse. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a leader, a doctoral student, a wife, and a parent. Join me on this journey to discuss nurse X's and O's from nursing to networking. With my experiences, failures, and lessons learned in leadership, business, and sports, my hope is to positively impact your life by challenging you to chase after your goals with relentless pursuit. Let's aim to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. Digital products are excellent for busy professionals like nurses and healthcare workers who want to venture into business. While there are numerous products that you can choose to sell, today we look at ebooks as we engage in a new series on marketing digital products. Our past Nurse X's and O's series cover types of digital products and how to start a digital products business. So if you're just joining us, ensure that you check out our previous episodes for this. At this point, assuming you've created your ebook and published on Amazon, now you're asking what next? With an ebook, you essentially have a license to print money. And as a digital product, this is something that you can sell millions of times in a single day, theoretically. You have no overhead, no delivery costs that you have to worry about, so you can set your price however you choose. Now, of course, this isn't quite how the story goes for everyone who starts out selling ebooks. There's definitely some bumps in the road, or any other digital product for that matter. And all these won't be possible if it's just sitting on the website or leaving it to chance on Amazon. Ebook sales depend on your skill, your timing, and your understanding of how sales and marketing work. As a digital marketer and author, I want to share some tips that have worked to help get me more sales and that can help you get sales with your book. And of course, you can apply these ideas even if you want to sell or are currently selling other products entirely. The first thing is design a great cover. Simply because it's not a hard cover doesn't mean that the cover is not crucial. On the contrary, let me tell you, the ebook cover, that's the first point of contact for potential buyers and your very first marketing tool. So design it to draw interest and drive your readers to want to look inside. Two things to remember about your cover that sells are, first, it grabs attention, but it also fits the audience style and content type. Go a bit further and get a professional designer for the book. That is, if you're serious about your business. A few don'ts that I want to cover, though, for your ebook cover that make a lot of people go nay when they see it. First, extremely long titles. You don't want to have that. Then too many words that make it look too jumbled or too busy. Also, having a poor background and low quality images. And then this one is something that's very specific, wanting to do it yourself. It could be that the cover of your ebook is what's pulling potential buyers away. And if you don't want to spend money on a hired designer, then you're going to need to use sites like 99 Designs, and just spend a little for a decent image at the very least. Then the second thing is sell in more places. If you want to get more sales, then sell in more places. It's not really that difficult of a thing. So it sounds obvious, but not if you don't know where these places are. So putting your ebook on Kindle is free. It means thousands and thousands more people can instantly find and buy your book. People who otherwise probably wouldn't have anyway, so this is very important. But with a highly competitive niche and thousands of other ebooks in the same category, you can't rely on this alone. So diversify your sales and your marketing platforms. You have to explore different online stores that you can put your book up. Besides, the top players such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Apple, other platforms with a substantial audience include Scribd or Overdrive, Baker & Taylor, or Gardner's. Beyond popular platforms, consider listing on niche ebook sellers as well, and more customer contacts equals higher potential for sales. Now, Ebook sellers and online stores can help you bring your book to certain marketplaces, but there's something that you can do by yourself meanwhile. Your website, your social media platforms, those are your primary marketing channels, so build a strong online presence. Use your website to promote the book on your homepage or use a landing page. Next, send regular updates about it on your Twitter and your LinkedIn, Facebook, Google Reads. Do all of those things. Engage with your followers. Don't forget to build a subscriber or mailing list while you're at it, because this is going to prove valuable as you grow and stabilize your audience. Third, find affiliates. Speaking of diversifying, affiliate marketing can help expand your reach and potentially boost your sales. Not to mention, it works really well for online sales. Whether you choose a service like ClickBank or to set up cookies yourself, using affiliates, that's going to give you an army of marketers, and it's going to have those people really, really happy to help you sell your product and reach a wider audience. Our free How to Start Selling Digital Products ebooks, the details are there. We put that in there. We categorize and teach you how to choose. So consider downloading that for your guidance on how to go about it. And in addition, we give you a checklist, and you can make comparisons between providers such as ClickBank or JVZoo or WSO Pro. You'll find the link to this in the description box of this episode. Then another thing is hire a writer. You may have already hired a writer for your ebook. That's perfect. Now though, it's time to bring them back, get them to write your landing page, get them to do any of your sales copy, because professional sales copy makes all the difference. The magic of a landing page is in the message, so it makes the difference if you're trying to sell anyway. Then run a PPC campaign. If you have a specific niche and a great landing page, then any money you spend on PPC should result in clear ROI. It's a great way to expand your audience, and my advice is to start, then build up slowly. You don't want to invest in paid advertising without knowledge. Then price the ebook intelligently. Yes, I said intelligently. Although we said you're free to price your digital product as you wish, markets always dictate pricing. I'm going to say that again. Markets always dictate pricing. Lowering the price will likely increase your sales while hurting your profits. Increasing the price can have the opposite effect. So play around with this number until you find your perfect sweet spot. You don't know unless you try. And also consider the median price for your niche and category in Amazon just to determine yours. Also, give away a free taste sample. Giving away a free taster of an ebook is probably one of the best things that you can do to drive sales. But this works if you've already implemented what we've discussed in the earlier points. A website, landing page, social marketing. If you have a mailing list, send them a PDF of the first chapter. People love getting stuff for free, and if the title is captivating, then they're bound to open it. Then, if they like what they see, they'll be hooked and liable to make a purchase. About the mailing list. Stay tuned for the coming episodes. We're going to be talking about how to build your mailing list or subscribers. Now, I want to leave you with one last tip that's going to boost your ebook sales. That's to get reviews of your book early on. A good review and a word of mouth attracts customers. Customers trust other customers' opinion more than any company advertisement. So don't buy reviews for this. Important, don't buy reviews. Instead, partner with some niche-specific bloggers. Provide them with free copies who might promote the book on their platform. And then another option, select a few social media fans to review your book in exchange for a free copy. Hopefully you guys liked today's episode. Make sure you don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. That's very important. And also connect with me on my social media pages.
And if you want to know more about me, please visit TanikaBruce.com.